Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Who's ready for
the weekend?
Technically, I am, but...
It's only Thursday.
Getting an early start on the weekend,
I guess. We're getting an early start.
First, it's never too early to party.
Once again.
It's only Thursday.
It's Thursday?
When? Huh? What day? Thursday.
Well, that's close enough.
Let's party.
It's showtime.
Yep, it's showtime. A couple of minutes after 6 a.m., it is Mike and Carla Morning Show with our producer, Morty. And Carla, like we always say, being Thursday.
Yep, next in line, baby. Next in line.
Can't wait for the weekend.
That's right. Start making your bad decisions early so you can enjoy them over the weekend.
Just get a head start.
Smells like Thursday. I love it. Next in line. That's what I say. I was next in line at Starbucks. I'm walking into Starbucks, by the way, this morning. They're like power washing the whole parking lot.
And, nice.
And it's just all, but there's just water all over the place.
I see,
Starbucks
yeah.
floor is just all wet and just.
You're pulling up.
And I just got, really, the point was I just got my car washed. And really?
It always happens.
Why? Why?
Well, thank you very much for the Starbucks.
No, absolutely. Jeez, one day we'll have money to do something else, Mike.
I don't know how this thing started.
I know. I felt
but
like
it's gotten
going
totally
one day.
Out of
I know.
Hand.
Oh, and then I find out, because there's one that we go to up Sahara near Fort Apache. Oh, no. No, they're moving right next door. They're building a new building right over here by the Smiths.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even more convenient.
I can walk right over there. I know.
All right. Well, we went cold turkey yesterday.
We
prove we could do it.
We all sat here staring at each other. Stop it. Put it down.
And then this morning, right back up on the horse.
I know. I'm going. What do you want?
Sunshine today. Excessive heat warning again today and tomorrow. High today 110. Tomorrow 109. 82 outside right now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, I think I have the real story on Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, and it's not what you think.
All right, more on that and other stories after a band that's going to be headlining one of the big bands at our big end of summer bash. Downtown Las Vegas Event Center, Flock of Seagulls, and I ran so far away.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It was on again last night, and I'm digging it. Beverly Hills 90210, did you watch it?
No, I did not watch
it. So good.
But
did
I got to catch up.
Did you DVR it? Okay, did you videotape it? Because it is the 90s show. I mean, you know.
Right.
It was great. It was great. Here's the deal. Now, the cast of Will and Grace for the reboot, they were paid about $250,000 per episode for that. The cast of Beverly Hills 90210, they're making about $70,000 per episode. Now, the show, they were on Fox. They weren't making as much back in the day at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling earning about $85,000 per episode, but they are also doing some directing as well. So when you do things like that, if Jason Priestley does that, which he did a lot in the original, he will make more as well. But as of now, they're all getting about $70,000 per episode. Very, very even across the board.
So you watched it last night.
I did. It was great. Last night was the big pitch to do the show, to reboot the show. It was very good. I'm telling you, Tori Spelling, who I was never a big fan of.
Right.
She and Jenny Garth are freaking hilarious together. They're really funny
And that's
together.
The real reason why you couldn't come by Scenic Brewing Company last night.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Well, no. No, because my garage door broke.
Oh.
I don't even know what happened to my garage door. It works, but...
Hate when that happens.
It's weird. Yeah. It was like, did somebody... What happened
okay.
to my garage door? Yeah, no.
You're
that
off
wasn't.
The hook then.
No, this was later. Anyhow, this was on at nine, so. Probably the opposite of what you have been thinking, but it might have actually been Liam Hemsworth's partying that drove him and Miley apart. Now, sources close to the couple are saying that everyone always thinks Miley's a hardcore partier, while he's Mr. Chill Surfer Dude. Well, apparently he parties with his friends all the time, and Miley's not a big fan of it. She thinks he should have grown out of it by now.
Yeah.
Friends say that he also lashes out at her.
Oh.
Occasionally doesn't like the attention that their ups and downs brought to the marriage. And some have said that he uses certain drugs, and I'm quoting, certain drugs that Miley doesn't approve of. So now friends say, no, that's just they're making this up to hide the fact that she was cheating.
But again,
so,
they were together for
10 years.
Yeah.
I told celebrities shouldn't get married. They just shouldn't get married. J-Lo and A-Rod are all happy and in love. That's not going to work either. She's been married like, I don't know, four times. It's not going to work out. I'm just telling you. And for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, Billboard made a list of the 100 best songs of 1969.
Wow. Mike,
their top three, Time of the Season by the Zombies, Everyday People, Sly and the Family Stone, and Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Great song.
The best songs of 1969. So,
and all
there you go.
Woodstock.
Yep, and one last thing, Mike, just for you, Pat Priest, actress, The Munsters, Marilyn.
Right, The Ugly Duckling.
The Ugly One. The Ugly One. She turns 83 years old today. 83 years old.
Wow.
I know.
That poor girl.
No, the poor dear.
Could never get a date because she was so ugly.
She was so ugly. I know. It's like she's Marilyn Monroe, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Oh, that show.
She was very odd in that.
Yes, the best.
All right. By the way, talking about Scenic Brewing Company last night, thanks to everybody who jam-packed the place, picked up another bonus clue to figure out where vacation picture number three might be. The street address, city, state, zip, and what's in my pocket.
Good.
So if you want to see the picture and figure out the rules and how to play and everything else, it's never too late. You can always catch up. We'll reveal another puzzle piece a little bit later on this morning. But all you have to do is text the word cruise. Because you have a chance to win a 7-day Alaskan cruise.
Yep.
Text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. And all the information is right there. If you're a parent, you're going to love this audio. Dad, who wasn't home, used the doorbell cam to interrogate his teenage daughter's first date with a guy. If there's one sole purpose for this whole system, it's this.
Listen
to this audio.
Hello? Hi, how you doing? I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Pedro, Grace's dad.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello?
Hello, my young daughter. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay. Roughly what time you guys going to be coming home?
Probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good. All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right, love you.
All right, bye.
Yeah.
What time coming home?
Before 11.
Okay, I heard 10:30 again.
But you know what, Dad? You're really threatening on the other side of a doorbell. Yeah. Okay. No, I said 11.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, God. I heard 10:30.
Yeah. What are you, 8? Jeez.
That's my first daughter, so you got to treat her nice.
Yeah.
Now, my second daughter, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
But the first daughter.
Oh, yeah, come up at midnight with the second. I don't care.
Is that great?
Jeez.
That's what you use the doorbell cam for. Yeah. All right, here we go. Your first chance to win Skinner tickets. This is for the new date, Friday, October 18th, T-Mobile Arena. You want to go? Ninth caller, light them up, 702-739-9636. Good luck. We've got Tammy on the phone, and Tammy, you are a winner.
Yes. I love it.
You got tickets, Skinner, to T-Mobile Arena. This is for their new date that they had to push this back. They're going to be in town in October, October 18th, a Friday night. Tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, all a part of our 96 days of summer. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, you had mentioned Starbucks earlier this hour, and that I don't know how it got out of hand.
I know.
You would go every once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while I'd go get my tea if I didn't bring it or something.
And then you asked me at one time, hey, can I get you something?
Yeah.
And I said, a smoothie. Give me a smoothie.
Yeah.
Now, that was months ago.
Right.
And now it's turned into a breakfast sandwich smoothie, and it happens every morning now. This is something that we do off air basically every morning.
Yeah.
And we started thinking about it yesterday, and we went cold turkey yesterday.
We did.
In hopes to find out we could do it.
Yes, exactly.
because it's gotten too habitual.
It has.
And expensive.
Yeah, it should be, you know, just a once in a while thing. It really should.
Now, Jody does it every Friday. She goes, it's my little treat to myself.
That's good.
Where
that's
she
good.
Leaves a little early for work,
she
stops
gets
by
the fancy.
Us. Yes.
Yeah.
Has the card, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't think she even knows that we do this every morning. And we kind of go back and forth. I think I owe you way more than you owe
whatever.
Me. But we go back and forth on who pays for it.
Yeah,
Morty has
it,
now
I'll
been in, sucked
yes.
into the circle
Morty's
of trust.
Been inducted. Yes, that's right. I asked John too,
yes,
but John's always good.
Me.
Yeah, it's like. You know, I asked John hoping. No, I don't. Okay. Thank you.
We need another donator.
Yeah,
a financial backer.
Right.
And the women down there know both you and Morty.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
They know the order. They know everything.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know if anybody else has that once a week, twice a week treat that you just do for yourself.
Right.
That maybe or probably not has gotten out of hand like ours has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
I know.
Like I said, Jody does it once a week on a Friday. What is your treat? Maybe it's breakfast, lunch, something you do during your break. I don't know.
And you do it that once a week. You look forward to it.
Right.
You know?
That's your thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody else knows about it.
Yeah. What is it you get? Where? Where do you go? What do you do? Yeah.
702-739-9636. We might have to stop. You know what?
I know.
We might have to take a break for a week.
We do. We really do. I'm going to be good. I'm going to bring... And we bring stuff in. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We bring it in. And then it's still sitting in there, you know.
After we took the break yesterday, we're all just sitting there going...
I was like, I don't know. What are you eating? Strawberries? Okay.
Celery with bologna?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Light them up. Text in if you want. What is your treat? That's what we want to know. 702-739-9636. We were just talking about the one thing you and I, we all do every morning off the air. Finally decided it was getting out of hand, and we had to go cold turkey yesterday.
I know.
Just to prove that we could do it.
Oh, it's so dumb. I think we just feel like, it's like, yeah, let's do it. We work hard. Well, one of our listeners said, I have not had one. I have to have a cookie from Crumble. C-R-U-M-B-L. Have you had one, Morty? No. This is funny. Another one of our listeners, I need my vanilla shake once in a while. If I'm in need of something to make me feel better, I get a vanilla shake. If I want to reward myself, a vanilla shake. I am addicted to vanilla shakes. Oh,
clearly.
And I'm lactose intolerant, but I don't care. I want my vanilla shake.
A sacrifice.
I know. Oh, my God. Now, Michelle, this is so cool, Michelle. I'm glad you're listening. She said, I do Starbucks on Saturday while grocery shopping, as I only go to town once a week since moving out to the country, out to the country in northern Nevada. I said, where are you? She's listening to us up in Elko. So thanks for still tuning us in, Michelle.
Nice.
Elko is a cool little city, actually.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And that's our addiction right now with Starbucks.
I know. And it's not even my favorite place. They're great. But I mean, I just, it's open. You know?
Next week.
Their fault.
After tomorrow.
Yes, we're going to stop.
Next
after
week.
After tomorrow. We're going to start
should
fresh next
week. Should
we take
a bet of how long this lasts?
It's going to last, Marty. I'm stocking up on everything.
Don't go into something like that negative.
No. I'm going to go to Starbucks and buy everything that I eat throughout the week so I have it here. Then I won't have to.
Can you get some of that Komodo coffee?
Wow. I wanted to get him some caffeine the other day. Morty was really tired. I said, which one is, you know, a little iron? The Komodo Dragon. And I thought, well, from the name, I'm sure. He was flying.
Sherry, what about you?
So I'll go take $100.
Oh.
And I'll start out with 20 just to see if I can what I can do with it. And I'll go down to, like, my favorite little gas station spot or whatnot, because I don't usually win at casinos.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit down and play some double-double video poker. And if I lose $100, I lose $100. But usually, I don't.
Well,
I usually win something.
Okay. As I say, now I don't feel so bad.
Really?
That $100 a week.
It would probably be less expensive for us to do that.
I know.
Than it would be for our little morning treat. Now, Carla, like you, I thought that was going to go in a different direction.
I did, too. And I was going to say, I'm so sorry. Really? Not even once a week? Wow.
I love it. Sherry, have a great day.
Can't wait if you don't play.
Christy's on the phone. What's going on this morning, Christy?
Nothing. You know what? I have to have my Starbucks. My husband plays golf twice a week. And I say, if you're going to play golf, I'm going to Starbucks.
Well, yeah, because golf's not cheap, right?
No, it's like $40. And it depends on where you go. It could cost you $100. good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, golf's expensive.
No kidding. So, you know what? Yeah, a Frappuccino. Hello, you're fine.
Yeah, right? And you know what I get? I'll tell you what I get. I get a Java chip Frappuccino with the caramel drizzle.
Okay.
All right,
and
pull.
I gotta have my whipped cream and everything.
All right, pull to the second window. Have your cash ready. Have a great day.
Thank you, my dear.
Bye.
I wonder how many other couples, Carla, go through that. If you're going to do this.
I know. Well, if you're going to do, yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Guess what, mister? Yeah, exactly. If you're golfing.
I'm going to get my Frappuccino. And you know what? My Frappuccino doesn't cost much your golf.
Wow, I know.
So I could still do something else.
Though I wonder where he's golfing for $40. That's pretty good, actually.
Especially during the summer.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, yeah.
Well, let's see if he golfs today.
I know.
Excessive heat warning.
Sorry.
It's probably only $10 today. High 110, 109 the high tomorrow.
We got a noon tea time.
It's about 83. Who has water? 83 now. Just a few things we think you should know. Got that coming up for you.
Everybody's eating this for breakfast. It's your favorite.
Really?
Yep.
We might have a new favorite, new habit. All right, we'll find out about that, plus some other things we think you should know. After AC/DC.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I mentioned this, and I do this often because something is trending on Twitter, and it was monster penguin. New Zealand scientists found this fossilized extinct, they call it a monster penguin. It was the size of a human. Yeah.
Really?
A human, a penguin. Yeah. Exactly. And it's a little tuxedo from Men's Warehouse. We're pretty sure. Yeah.
Just waddling.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know. My God. I mean, thank God they're smaller like me now. But
yeah.
Jeez.
Don't they have penguins over at the Flamingo still? What was it?
Do they still? I'm not sure if
penguins
they do.
Did they?
I'm not. Yeah, I think they did.
I think it was
like
the
when
Flamingo.
They changed their. It was when they redid. Are you talking about like when they remodeled? Yeah.
Or real flamingos or something.
They had flamingos.
But I thought they had penguins too.
Yeah,
can somebody help us out on that?
Yeah, please let us know. It's National Relaxation Day. They say the best ways. Listen to this. Best ways to relax. These are the best ways, according to science. Eat a banana. It's the potassium good for you. Give yourself a hand massage. Always relaxes me. I'll tell you that right. That should be number one. Wow.
That got beat out by a banana?
By a banana. Well, okay.
They'll go hand in hand.
I don't know. The smell of fresh cut grass.
Yeah, whatever.
Or listen to music that you like.
Oh.
Like KKLZ. But give yourself a hand massage.
Yeah,
I think that's a lot of, I think most of us in this room, that's kind of our go-to right there to relax. And what are you eating for breakfast this morning? What did you, Mike, you had a sandwich. Morty, what'd you have?
I've got my celery, my bologna
none
cheese.
None of them. You guys suck.
Good to know.
America's favorite breakfast foods. Eggs.
Oh.
Sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon.
Uh-huh.
Pancakes. Toast.
In that order.
That's the top five. After that, you got your waffles. Avocado. Cereal. Breakfast sandwich.
Yep.
And we're back to bananas. And number 11 was a hand massage.
Maybe my dad was onto something. The big joke with my dad was anytime he'd go over to where he lived, he'd want a banana.
You want a banana.
So we threw him a surprise party for his 72nd birthday. So, and we gave everybody bananas.
Oh, that's cool.
So anytime he went up to somebody... Hey, happy birthday, Mike.
You want a banana? He
was walking around. Yes.
Okay, good. He thought
it was great.
That's awesome.
So.
Ew, man alive. I like it. Hand massage, everybody. Today, relax.
After the show.
Yes.
Bud Light and Timbers are giving you the ultimate prize package for Mike and Carla's end of summer bash. This is really cool. Check this out. You can win free tickets, an overnight stay at the Golden Nugget downtown, meet and greet passes, and more. Register to win at Timbers 9180 West Cheyenne today between Durango and Fort Apache. Right. Actually, tomorrow. That's tomorrow,
cool. Tomorrow
from 6 to 8. Or today.
Yeah.
No, tomorrow.
I don't know.
Just go by.
Go by.
You know what? Find out more details at 96.3kklz.com. I actually think it's tomorrow.
Okay.
But if you want to find out more, go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sean's on the phone. What's up, Sean?
Not much. Hey, just real quick, Penguins Flamingo up until 2007.
That's what it was. So it was the Flamingo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm friends with Jody's. I used to work with her at Bergman Walls.
Oh, did you really?
So we're Facebook friends.
Did you like her? I mean, was she okay? I mean, I'm talking about as a coworker.
Yeah, okay.
As a coworker.
Yeah, all right.
I had to think about it for a second, though. She's awesome. She's over at McCarran now, and I see her on occasion, but she's a really awesome girl to work with.
What do you mean you see her on occasion? What are you doing? What are you having lunch with her?
What do you think he's doing?
I don't know.
They pass each other.
Yeah, I'm taking a lunch, Mike.
What are you saying? Well, I'll tell her you said hi.
Yeah, I'm an architect here in town. I'm working on a McCarran project.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Sean, and I'll tell her we talked.
All right. Yeah, bye.
I don't know what she does during the day. What's going on? And stuff
right.
Like.
She won't let us call her any old time.
Wow. Thanks, Sean. No, I really appreciate the call this morning.
What is your name?
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to get
stuff. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, here's what we want to know this morning. Have you ever busted somebody cheating?
Oh, man. And we bring this up. So a friend of mine from another radio station.
Uh-oh.
Seeing this guy. They've been going out and, you know, whatever. Then she doesn't hear from him. Mm. All of a sudden, doesn't hear from him. And then she hears from him again.
Yeah.
And she's thinking, there's something weird going on. Are you seeing someone else? No, I'm not seeing anybody else. No. Well, apparently he was seeing someone else. So she gets to know this someone else. She figures out who it is on Instagram. They start talking.
See, the downfall of civilization.
I know. Huh? They start talking, and this other girl says, well, no, I'm seeing him. She's like, well, I'm seeing him too. So, guess what? So, my friend sets up a date. They have a date night. Is over there. The other girl, she sets it up so she will come over, and he, you know, they're together, and the other one knocks on the door. Bam! Busted. Busted. Set him up.
Blindsided.
It was like you could have just told me you were seeing somebody else. Because they're, you know, dating around. That's what's going on.
Nothing was serious.
No one was committed, but don't lie to me.
You
didn't
have to do all this.
Best story ever. Yeah. Best story ever. I'm wondering, have you ever, like, thought somebody was cheating and waited around and did the old wait around? You know what? I'm going to go somewhere, honey. And went around the corner and came back. Something like that.
Well, I told you in I was dating that girl just after high school.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I'm going to surprise her.
Oh, no.
And pick her up from class and then go out and have a couple of pops. And I see her coming out of class with another guy. And they go into his car. And the windows steam up and everything else.
Oh, he wasn't just driving her home.
No, well, so to speak. And I remember you asked me, what did I do? A while, I just went up to the window, knocked on the window. They rolled it down. I said, I guess we're not dating anymore.
I've seen a guy in college, Kip. Well, I should have known.
Well, right there.
Kip. I really liked him, too. I thought we had something. I made him dinner a couple times. It was good. And then, yeah. Yeah.
What, the dinner?
I mean, it was, we had fun and all that. And then I didn't, same thing. Even then, I didn't hear from him.
Right.
And I had to go, and I went by his apartment, and sure enough, almost the same thing. So I'm walking somebody. It was like, oh, you son of a, are you kidding me? I made you chicken enchiladas. I don't make those for just anyone.
Can you do this to me?
Yeah. And that, yeah. Last time I made chicken enchiladas.
Text or call. Have you ever done that? Busted somebody.
Man.
All right. 702-739-9630. 36. John, you okay?
John, yeah. John, so much work. Social media makes it easy now, but you used to have to do that whole drive by.
You had to drive
see, there's
by.
There's another car there.
Yeah.
And it takes
I was so paranoid.
Absolutely.
I felt this. I saw the girl's car. I felt the engine to see if it was hot, if she truly just got home or has she been home.
Yeah.
Stuff like
that. Yeah. Nice. Like putting the hand on the car. It's warm.
I was all, you know, CIA and stuff like that. So, all right. Call or text. We want to hear from you this morning. All of a sudden, this has turned into a rally.
yes, it has.
Have you ever busted somebody cheating on you? And Carrie's on the phone. Carrie, what'd you do?
Me and a friend, I suspected my boyfriend was cheating at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had hidden outside of the girl's home.
Oh, boy.
And sure enough, his vehicle pulled up, and he went inside her apartment. The blinds weren't drawn. There was clear cheating going on.
Clear.
Oh.
And so I Vaseline'd his entire car.
Wow.
Window wipers.
What?
So when he turned them on from it raining, it just smeared everywhere.
That is harmless. I'm laughing because it's harmless, but oh my God.
The whole hiding out thing.
Oh my,
we're talking espionage.
Oh yeah.
Undercover,
yeah.
deep undercover.
You're darn right. We're not stupid.
Jill, what do you want to confess?
Well, social media is just kind of the downfall, but
yes.
It was my ex, and he was professing that he just wanted to get back together with me and how much he loved me, and so it was social media stalking.
And, as we all do.
And I found his, I clicked on this girl who had liked a picture with the heart emojis, and then I clicked on her, and there was all these pictures of him and her.
Yikes.
On her page, after like 2 hours prior, he was like, I love you so much. I want to get back together with you.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah.
A lot.
Men are dogs.
They are dogs. Jill, did you do what you know, any woman should do and then go park out in front of his place and wait for her to come over?
No, what we did,
her
and I connected and we set him up.
See?
Oh,
and
no.
confronted him in public.
Oh, jeez.
Yes!
Women, you know what?
That's
guys
what
are dogs, but women are evil.
Yeah, we are.
We're smart.
Oh, we are. You guys aren't smart enough to do all that. You'll just walk away. You walk away.
Because
we'll
don't
set him
want
up.
Any of that to do, have anything to do with that. Just, okay.
No.
Okay, I'll just walk away. But women are diabolical. They'll plan. They'll connive.
You know why? Because we want to say, see, I was right.
Great call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You can win Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer, plus tickets for Journey and the Residency over at Caesar's Palace. Details on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:07. Boy, this has been a...
Oh,
the phone lines have been blowing up about this whole thing. Have you busted somebody cheating on you?
Yeah.
One more call, you want it?
Why not?
You know what? Yeah, why not? Kathy, go ahead. Tell your story.
My ex and I lived together, and I knew that he had been cheating on me. And so one day I told him that, you know, I had to leave for work early. So I moved my car and pretend like I had left.
Oh, boy.
And I had snuck back into the apartment, and I hid in the closet and waited until he came in with another girl in our bed. I jumped out and I scared them.
What?
They quickly tried to cover up and mumbled some kind of weird, outrageous excuse. And I marched out and said I'd be back later to pack my stuff.
Woo!
Oh my God.
See, you're right. Guys wouldn't take the time to think out, I got to move my car.
Then I got to hide. You really wouldn't do that? You guys really? Wow.
They just say, screw it.
You just walk away?
Yeah.
Even if you have no proof?
Nothing.
You got no proof. You know, she might not be cheating. You need proof, and you might think she is. You might leave without knowing.
Well, and it's never what it... See, this it's not what it looks like.
I just totally threw you with just that, didn't I?
You did. See, that's why women are good at this kind of thing. They're very confusing.
Yes, but there are no female serial killers, and you know why? Because we cannot keep our mouths shut.
Oh.
We can't. We can't. Guess how many? No, I can't say anything. I cannot say anything. No, but guess. No. No, we can't. We can't.
Excessive heat warning today. High 110, 109, the high tomorrow. So if you don't have to go outside, they say just stay inside in the AC. 88 now. Carla's next take on some entertainment news. Got that coming up for you in a couple of minutes.
You will not believe what former Disney star Bella Thorne is doing now.
All right, more on that and other stories after Def Leppard.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in a documentary called I Am Patrick Swayze that airs Sunday night on the Paramount Network, his widow says that his mother was physically abusive to him. when he was younger, but she says she was a total perfectionist, I guess, and he said that's why it made him, you know, the fighter that he was, and why he was successful, and they were actually very, very close, but I guess she was not very nice. This looks really good. I set my DVR for this. It looks really, really good, Mike, and they, of course, show some things from, what's that?
Roadhouse.
Yeah, that's
great
the one.
Movie.
That's the one right there. Demi Moore, a lot of his co-stars are interviewed for this as well. Looks very good. Sunday night on the Paramount Network, former Disney star Bella Thorne making her directorial debut on Pornhub.
What?
Not joking. She's an actor, she's an author, she's a musician. She joined the porn site's Visionaries Directors series. Mm-hmm. The movie is called Her and Him. It'll be shown at the Odenburg Film Festival in Germany in September. This is a huge deal.
Yeah.
They say the film tells the Romeo and Juliet-like story of two star-crossed lovers whose love is reckless and dangerous and, quote, transcends time and space. This is on Pornhub, so, I mean,
I'm sure there's a couple of different twists in this movie.
It sounds like there's actually a plot in this
one. What kind of twist are you talking about?
Jeez.
Well, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because Pornhub, everything's like, I don't know, like 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for her, man. Good for her.
Yeah.
If you were a fan of Crank Yankers, do you remember this?
Yes.
Yeah. It's coming back, and it's returning to Comedy Central. September 25th, it'll feature all sorts of new and old voices. Jeffrey Ross, Tracy Morgan, Sarah Silverman, David Alan Greer, Kathy Griffin, Tiffany Haddish, tons of people. Jimmy Kimmel, of course, some of the originals.
Wow.
Coming back for this. And Joe Jonas turns 30 years old today. The cute one, Joe Jonas, will celebrate with his brother Nick. And I don't the other Tito. I don't know who the other one is. I never Brian, Bill. Okay. I don't know the other one.
Well, happy
Tony?
Birthday.
I don't know. Yes, Joe Jonas.
Okay.
Aw.
Hey,
you
by
like
the way,
the DNCE.
I do like that man. Yep. So is that the one that is that?
That's
his?
The one that he was in.
Okay,
yeah,
then
that's
the one happy
that he
birthday.
Was in. Yeah, it's that one.
Thanks to everybody who came by Scenic Brewing Company last night. Handed out another bonus clue.
Cool.
Of course, next Wednesday, going to be there. That's where you can register for those journey tickets. We give away the final Wednesday of the month. But if you want to stop by, of course, we give you that bonus clue. And we also have some great concert tickets to give away. You can check out the picture puzzle. We reveal another piece of that puzzle a little bit later on this morning. Cool. If you want to see it and find out all the details about how you could win that Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer, just text the word cruise to 963KKLZ.com. And by the way, your first chance to guess and win coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
That's when we're going to be looking for the street address, city, state, zip, and what's in my pocket.
Okay.
We do that in the 9 o'clock hour.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We are looking forward to our second annual End of Summer Bash presented by Finley Toyota. Well, they'll do anything to sell you a car. Plus, Tito's Handmade Vodka, drink responsibly. And Scenic Brewing Company, going to be September 7th, a Saturday night, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Biggest 80s party of the year. And we have tickets to give away. New segment. Simply called
Thespian 80s Theater.
Like I can see behind your eyes the things that I don't know. So if you hide away from me, how can our love grow?
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
All right.
Yeah, those people are good.
From those lyrics, can you identify the song by title from one of the artists that will be rocking the End of Summer Bash? All right, going to give it to you one more time. Listen closely. Like I can see behind your eyes the things that I don't know. So if you hide away from me, how can our love grow?
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
So we are going to get through news and weather and then take the lines off hold and start looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer at 702-739-9636. So good luck. KKLZ. Shea giving you a chance to win those tickets for End of Summer Bash with a segment we call
Thespian 80s Theater.
Like, I can see behind your eyes the things that I don't know. So if you hide away from me, how can our love grow?
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
All right. From those lyrics, lyrics, all you have to do is identify the name of that song by title. Gilbert's on the phone, Carla. Okay. Go ahead, Gilbert. Give it a shot.
What's on Your Mind by Information Society.
Yeah.
Wow, nice job, Gilbert.
Love it.
Yeah.
You got the tickets. End of Summer Bash. It's the Live 80s Tour downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Saturday night, September 7th. Tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. All a part of our 96 Days of Summer. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And Gilbert, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. You guys are the best.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A guy in Florida, Carla, got into an argument with his neighbors over loud music on Monday. Tried to hit him with nunchucks.
Oh, okay.
But you really got to know how to work those things.
Yeah, you do.
Because he missed, hit their car.
Yeah, they'll snap right back at
and
you.
And that's what happened. The nunchucks bounced back, hit him in the face, and now he's been arrested for aggravated battery and assault.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, they look easy, like, what?
Well, he just assaulted himself. Yeah. I know, exactly. Ow, ow, ow,
yeah.
Ow.
Who did I assault? I assaulted me, and I'm not pressing charges.
That'd be me. Let me show you what I can do. I watched a video.
Guy in Tennessee tried to shoplift brisket and propane from Walmart by shoving both down his pants.
Gotta cook it with something.
Well, it wasn't he wasn't too tricky because the cops saw right through it. They caught him.
Excuse me. Oh gosh.
Propane in your pants, huh?
No, my that gun officer, that's my brisket. That's what that is.
Is that what you call it?
Just gonna go home and relax with a hand massage, that's all.
Well, he didn't try to nunchuck these guys.
Jeez, that's crazy.
But he did kick them. He kicked the cops.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the cops in England apparently know how to do it. A guy in Cardiff, England, police, they got into him. He had broken into someone's house. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't get him out until they brought McDonald's.
Oh.
Come on. We got McDonald's. Here you go. And they literally left the food at the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
And he came out and they said, all right, you're coming with us. Oh, my gosh. I just wanted a Big Mac. That's all I wanted. A quarter pounder. That's all.
They tricked me.
I know.
Damn it. What do they call them? Maxi Bests?
Yeah, Maxi Bests.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. And doctors in China. Boy, parents, you think your kids get into stuff. They removed 10 magnetic balls from a toddler's stomach.
What?
They were all stuck together when the doctors spotted them on an X-ray. Boy, his parents bought them for for his brother, his 10-year-old brother.
It's his fault.
Well, the little toddler swallowed.
Wow.
To laugh. Yeah, he's like a year and a half old. But they took him out, and he's going to make a full recovery. But they were just all stuck together.
Wow.
That's what that sounds like there, by the way, when they stick together. Like that. I can't do 10. I'll run out of breath. So anyhow, it is Thursday. That's your other news.
Let's do it. Open the phone lines. We're looking for a winner for that 7-day Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer from Scenic Brewing Company. All you have to do is from the vacation picture on our website.
Okay.
Tell us the street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in my pocket.
Okay.
You've been listening. You can figure it out. Hopefully. We'd love to give it away this morning. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Do it now.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer, sponsored by Scenic Brewing Company. You can win an amazing Alaskan luxury cruise for two if you can tell us where to find Mike from the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Location.
All right. We have a contestant on the phone.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure, have you been playing along?
Yes, I've missed a couple, but I've done pretty good.
You know what we need? The street address, city, state, zip code. And to win that Alaskan cruise for two, what do you think's in my pocket? Go ahead.
967 Northwest Brook Street, Bend, Oregon,
97703 and the Twitch.
You know what? You got one out of five.
Okay, thank you.
You keep trying.
Yes.
I will. Thank you.
And it's never too late to play the game. All you have to do is check out the vacation picture number 3 on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Your next chance to go for that 7-day Alaskan cruise for two coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Bob Bishop going to be filling in again for Wendy Rush. So if you want all the details, the rules, and everything else, all you have to do is text the word cruise to 702-739-9636. So good luck with that. 9:33, our feel-good story deals with an Uber driver.
Yep.
Have that for you after Kim Carnes and Betty Davis Eyes.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Well, they call Buffalo, New York, the city of good neighbors. A Buffalo Uber driver is going viral for really just a random act of kindness. Lamia is her name. She picked up a woman named Diane who works at Tim Hortons out there. Diane told Lamia that they were just talking. She said, I'm kind of waiting until Christmas. I want to buy a new dress and some house shoes and a robe. And Lamia listened, and she thought, I'm going to do something here. So Christmas came early for Diane because she went to the mall, bought her new dress, bought her a $50 Visa card, and went to her drive-thru and dropped it off.
Diane, so this morning I gave you an Uber ride to work.
Yes.
And we had a conversation earlier,
yes.
And you said that you was waiting for Christmas so that you can get house shoes and some other stuff, right?
Yes.
All right, so you don't got to wait till Christmas. So I bought you a dress because you said you needed something to wear to church.
Oh, you're so sweet.
If you don't like it, the gift receipt is in there. It's from Old Navy. And then here's a $50 Visa gift card so you can take that and get your house shoes and your robe when it's time, okay?
It's a horrible day. You just gave me a statement.
Wow.
How sweet was that? She just doesn't have a whole lot of money. She takes care of her grandchildren as well. And, she takes care of them and doesn't spend a lot of money on herself. So,
nicely done.
How sweet is that?
Five star.
I would totally do something like that.
You think our Uber or Lyft driver in Chicago would have done that for us?
We never talked about that Uber driver. We must
discuss that. The one that almost got us killed going into head on traffic.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that one. Wow.
Who thought we were from Missouri or something after we told her where we were from.
Oh, man. Morty has her name. I don't even, it was like,
would you like
27
to get out,
letters long.
Yeah. Would you like to get out here? Yes.
Yes.
Just anywhere. Don't even stop. Let us out, please.
All right, 9:38. By the way, if you have a feel-good story, please submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, especially a good local story. We'd love to hear about it at 96.3kklz.com. Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy Rush, as we said before. His next chance or your next chance to guess and try to win that Alaskan cruise during the 96 days of summer in the 2 o'clock hour. So make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, a recap of the show. Wow. We found out our Starbucks habit isn't the only one we share with other people listening this morning. Everybody has that one thing they like to treat themselves to maybe once or twice a week. We, of course, have taken it full bore.
Yes.
But we're going cold turkey.
We are.
Starting Monday.
That's right. We're done. Done.
Also cheating. Oh, my God. The people that have busted their so-called better halves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're the worst. Ladies, guys, just so you know, if you're cheating, we're going to find out it's not going to be pretty.
Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And how nice it was for me to meet Sean, who evidently likes Jody, worked with her.
Yeah. What did we find out about Sean?
He's a great guy. Jody actually texted me.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Good. On the DL?
Yeah.
You can tell me after?
Yeah.
No. She said he's a good guy?
Architect. Very
That's
nice.
So
very
cool.
Smart. He's awesome.
I know you came in and said, okay. Jody said, what a cool guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Right. Who's this? Because all I heard was, who's this Sean that called in?
What? Well, listen, do have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
It's
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.